We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. What's happening here in the city, and we're going to be talking about, among other things, traffic, situations like that. Special guest this morning, Murfreesboro Transportation Director Jim Kerr. Jim, good morning to you. How are you doing today? Well, let's see. For some reason, your mic is not working. Try it again. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. I tell you what, would you mind moving down to this other mic? If that mic is broken, perhaps that's the one the horse came along and kicked the other day. So we'll try another microphone. And the easiest way, Jim's going to move down to the other mic. And while we're doing that, we'll also say good morning to the engineering department's project director, Joe Ellenben. Am I pretty close on the pronunciation?
You're close.
Oh, yours is not working either. Gee, I tell you what, let's do. Scott, if you could come check this out. Somebody has made some manual changes on every microphone back here except mine. And so Scott can come back and check this out. We will check on Good Neighbor Events, and then he'll fix this. He's coming back here with a big hammer, and he knows how to fix those things.
You can depend on WGNS for keeping you informed. News, weather, sports, everything, right here for 78 years. The Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month, 10 o'clock in the morning, over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. They need volunteers at Greenhouse Ministries, and there's a volunteer orientation every Thursday morning at 10. That's over at Greenhouse Ministries at 307 South Academy Street. 10 o'clock every Thursday morning. Did you realize the Rutherford County Library System offers free computer classes? Absolutely free. And perhaps you have a new smartphone or a tablet, and they'll help you to become more comfortable with those. It's all free. Go to the Rutherford County Public Library branch nearest you. Don't throw away old glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS. And let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Well, let's try this once again. We'll just pretend like it never happened that way, and we'll start over again. We got some change. We have people who like to change things, and they never turn them back. Well, let's try this. Jim, can we hear you now?
Can you hear me now, Bart?
I can hear you.
All right.
Jim is here. And Joe, how about you?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good deal. Good deal.
Well, this is going to be a good show now. It's hard to do a radio show with no sound.
I believe that, yes, sir.
It's kind of important a little bit.
It is. Just one of those things. Yeah. First of all, share with us some of the things that you do. Both of you work together. And share with us some of the things that are really big that are happening right now.
Well, we have a lot of activity going on. Working with the Department of Transportation. We work with them pretty closely but that's one of my main jobs at the city is kind of the direct liaison with the Department of Transportation. Kind of follow up on some of the current projects that they have going on. We call it the phase three of the Kaysen, or the Highway 99 project out from Kaysen Lane to Veterans Parkway. That is currently under construction. They are I think they're doing mainly utility work at this point in time. Mm-hmm. That is actually a $53 million project, which is a pretty good size project. And they're anticipating completion on that project in December of 2027. So that is an ongoing project. Another ongoing project with TDOT is the Church Street at 231, the ramp improvements that they're currently working on. That's about an $7 million project somewhere in that neighborhood, and that estimated completion date is going to be November of 26.
Wow, so these are not that far away.
October of 25. I missed
25, even
yes,
closer.
I misspoke.
Yeah.
we also have a couple other projects that are in the queue that'll be coming online shortly. And the one that everyone's been talking about is Thompson Lane. Thompson Lane is estimated, I think, at $125 million project. And TDOT is planning on building that all at one time. I think
is this Christmas?
Well, the earliest that project can go to bid letting is probably October. More than likely, it'll be the first quarter of 2026, and they've got a 3-year schedule on it. I think their thought process is, let's deal with a 3-year migraine versus a 10-year headache, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when you look at that particular project, that's got to be a rough one, because the roadway, if you're in a lot of roads, you just expand it out and widen it onto the land. Well, a good part of that, there's no land to widen it on, especially over there where the bridge over the Stones River is.
Yeah, it's a challenging project for sure, because, you know, we do have, you know, some federal land and greenways that we're having to kind of work through, or that TDOT's working through. And it's going to be, construction is definitely going to be a challenge.
So you're going to have to raise the earth, 20 or 30 feet?
I'm not sure what the grade is, specifically the grade at that location is going to be. I haven't looked that closely, but I do want to add that I know that we've been getting a lot of calls from the Transportation Department about signalization along that corridor. And just so everyone knows, that Leanna will be signalizing the new project.
Where Leanna hits Thompson Lane.
Hits Thompson Lane in the curve there. Also, Siegel Road will be signalized within the project, as well as Regency Park next to the school. So we're actually actively working with TDOT, and I think that we actually have a meeting scheduled with them this week to kind of go over more of the traffic components associated with that corridor.
Okay, so that one will be a 3-year project, you say?
That's what we have been told.
And hopefully that's accurate.
Well, that's what we have been told.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, so. I know the Cherry Lane, which is the next street over parallel.
Yes, sir.
And people have to visualize this in their mind. Is there any way that some of the traffic can be taken off of Thompson Lane by connecting Cherry Lane to Thompson Lane?
But based on our transportation plan and our model, you know, we need both of those connections to mm-hmm. support the traffic that we'll be getting.
And so both of them are needed.
Both of them are definitely needed. Yes.
Okay. Well, what's the word on Cherry Lane then?
Okay. Well, Cherry Lane, we through the TDOT statewide partnership requested some funding to help us fund the interchange, since, you know, interchange is an interchange, right? We actually received $12.5 million from TDOT to go towards the construction of that interchange. We are currently working on an environmental document reevaluation, and one of the things that when you're leveraging federal dollars, every time something changes, it has to go through the MPO, which is the GNRC, Metropolitan Planning Organization, to get approved by the board, and then it goes through the feds, FHWA, to check a box on the funding, and then you get a contract extension. So all that stuff takes some time, but as we're waiting on that, we're still moving forward with utility coordination and getting our environmental document updated.
Now, the FHWA. Metro Planning Organization, is that Metro Nashville?
That is made up of 7 counties within the region.
So that adds to the confusion.
It does because it's federal dollars go through the MPO. All federal dollars go through the Metropolitan Planning Organization. So they're kind of the overseers of the federal dollars. So it is another step within the process that can slow things down.
Now, with the Cherry Lane project, originally, didn't the city purchase the old Jordan Farm as a way to sort of get us? What we're doing is trying to connect Cherry Lane, which is next to the soccer field,
yes, sir,
to I-840, because this is going to be a major, it already is major, but it's going to be more major as far as traffic goes, because there are going to be state tournaments from all year long,
yes,
basically. So how is it, do you have enough land with the old Jordan Farm to take it all the way to 840?
The right-of-way phase of this project, we are almost complete with it, and we've actually purchased right-of-way all the way to Broad Street. So we're going from Broad, 840, from 840 to Sulphur Springs for this. We call this Phase 3.
Oh,
Phase
okay.
2 of Cherry Lane, which Joe can speak to, it's a locally funded project, and it will go from Sulphur Springs back to the soccer fields.
Yeah. So that one's Phase 2 is all local money, and we've been working on the environmental part of that one for several years now, but we feel like we're close. We've been finally getting the environmental permit. We've been working with TDEC and the Corps engineers on that one, so we think we're nearing the finish line on the environmental part and getting ready to start the right-of-way acquisition on that one.
Okay, now, so you mentioned that you'd be starting on Broad and moving on over,
parallel, to
840.
Yeah, eventually it'll go to Broad. I think sort of the construction timing is we're looking to start the interchange first because we think that'll take the longest to build. And then we're looking to actually construct the road going from west to east. So the first phase we're looking to complete will be Memorial all the way to 840.
Okay.
And then the last phase will be from 840 to Broad Street.
Yes.
Well, that'll be part of the old Horde Farm, is that right? The part that was at one point.
I think we're a little bit north of the Horde Farm.
North of that, okay.
Yeah.
So what's going to be in that area? In my mind, I'm just seeing straight coming out of Cherry Lane, going across Leanna Road and going on over to 840.
Well, we're building a 5-lane roadway with a sidewalk on one side and a multi-use 10-foot multi-use path on the other.
Wow.
Throughout that corridor for future connectivity. So it couldn't be Gateway 2.0.
So yeah. Because you're going to see some probably big hotels come in there.
Yeah.
People don't realize how much interest there is in sports in this town, and all the people in town. Well, next week, look at next week, Spring Fling. People mm-hmm. from the entire state are coming here, and I've been told that the statewide soccer tournaments, that's going to generate as much interest pretty much as having a Spring Fling all through the year.
Yeah.
I mean, people will be coming here for different tournament games, not just the tournaments, but different soccer games all throughout the year at that complex. It includes indoor soccer.
That's right. Yeah, I've had even my kids have played just the recreational league up there, and there is tons of people up there all the time. And if we can make that connection from people not having to go down Memorial and get to Thompson Lane, if we can get them straight to 840, and to the interstate, we think that'll greatly help traffic in that area.
Now you get you like challenges, don't you?
I think we deal with those every day, Bart.
you received a challenge recently from I guess it was the state environmental group. They were talking about the wetlands there on Cherry Lane, and you resolved that one. Tell us how you did that.
Yeah, that's Joe. You want
to take that one? Yeah. So that one is the phase two, which is from the soccer park to Sulphur Springs right there. So yeah, we've been working with the Corps engineers and with TDEC for probably, like I said, I think the past several years, going back and forth with them. But yeah, they had found some wetlands, and some streamside salamanders and some flowering stuff out there. So it's just a process to go back and forth with them. Sometimes it takes some time. Then we'll provide an alignment, say, what do y'all think about this? And then they'll kick it back and say, well, you're impacting too many here. What do you think about going to the south or north? So it can be a challenge for us, but I think we finally worked with them together to find a solution.
And it can be a very time-consuming challenge
when you're dealing with
federal budget. Yeah.
They're not quick, not known for being quick.
No.
Yeah.
Now, with this particular one, you swapped, didn't you, some points that you had from that particular wetland with some other opportunities that are coming along and saying, well, we'll do this if you'll give us credit to do that. Is that the way that works?
No, we purchased.
So there's a way you can purchase wetland credits from a sort of a different bank.
Credits, that's right.
Yeah, so it's sort of like you're reserving some land somewhere in Tennessee that that's going to be wetland. So if you're impacting a certain amount here, you need to sort of counteract that with purchasing wetland credits somewhere close in the area, ideally.
Yeah, they prefer it in the same county.
Yeah,
don't they?
Yeah. If you can, so it sort of balances out in the big picture. If that makes sense.
We have a text here from a listener, and we take text in, by the way, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. Text us your questions, and this one says, we've been following another issue dealing with wetlands, and that's the one beside over by the police department. What is happening on that one? Which I think they're talking about Oakland's Mansion, the area behind Oakland's.
You know, I'm not
I'm not familiar
sure on
with that,
one.
Bart.
You're not familiar with that wetland?
I'm not familiar with that one, yeah. No.
Okay, it's pretty good size, probably one of our bigger.
Well, I'm not familiar with the challenges that are being.
Yeah. I know some wetlands have been identified over there, but I don't think we're doing any road projects or anything in that area at this time.
Yeah, we're more focused on the roadways.
Yeah. Right. But I do know that.
And
yeah,
people occasionally.
Sure.
This
sure.
was the same subject, so I guess they just wanted to ask about that. When you talk about roadways, we hear so much about traffic. Traffic is probably the biggest headache for residents, and maybe for you too, in Murfreesboro. And is this going to help resolve that? It sounds like it's going to be a gift to the whole community almost with these two projects.
Yeah, and you know, our executive director, Chris Griffith, he calls them volume meters. It takes volume off of other roads, right?
So
we need to focus on volume meeting roads. So, you know, that's one thing that we're trying to do. I also wanted to bring up, Bart, where, you know, majority of, you always talk about, everybody talks about traffic. You know, the majority of our traffic challenges are state routes. So, you know, we don't have a lot of control over the state routes, but we try to maximize what we do have on state routes as well as some of our routes. And one of the projects that we just recently bid and awarded is an adaptive traffic system along Rutherford Boulevard from Broad to Northfield, which is it's newer technology, and it is a system that has a lot of detection, a lot of input, a lot of algorithms. And in essence, it kind of functions like, it's operating like AI, because it will make changes to the corridor based on the volume and demand and however your algorithms are set up. So one of the things that we can do is we can actually set the system up on the initial setup with the corridor, and in the background it will run these algorithms and we can tweak them and kind of see what results that we get out of them, and then we can implement them to run live. So we're looking at that, you know, we're looking at technology along corridors where widening may be challenging. We also have a project upgrading the signals along Memorial Boulevard. Our technology on Memorial is from the 90s. It's old. We have limited capabilities with the current system that we have. And we'll be updating that system that will operate more efficiently, specifically in off-peak hours, weekend hours. In rush hour, it's like you got so much water that can run through a pipe a lot of times. So, but we're trying to maximize the roadways as efficiency as we
use all the tools in the toolbox we have. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We will continue the conversation. Some exciting news about roadways and some dreams coming true for all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And by the way, if you have a question or a comment, 615-893-1450. Text it to us. Don't text and drive, though. Pull over to the side and stop. 615-893-1450.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago, and we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails. Again, some people just want a drink with their meal, where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. We really focus on value.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro. Whether your pup prefers to play indoors or outdoors, we have the toy for them here at Animal City. And while you're shopping local at Animal City, be sure to check out our featured products made right here in the USA. We are very proud to be family-owned and serving Murfreesboro since 1990. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
A few spotty showers and thunderstorms at times here this afternoon with a blend of clouds and sunshine developing, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, cloudy, low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 64.
Good morning. Had that stalled truck earlier clogging up traffic. It's moving a little bit better in South Nashville, 65 south at Armory. Here's what we're seeing. Still some heavy traffic, 65 south at Trinity Lane. All that traffic still flowing down through Madison right now. Still heavy 24 west up through Antioch as you come past Haywood Lane. All that traffic still flowing in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County into Davidson County. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time traffic.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you from WGNS. Happy birthday to Miss Faye from the Breakfast and Coffee Club at Westbrook's Towers. Miss Faye, this is your day. You get that delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. And Diane Durbin is our good neighbor of the day. Diane will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And she's always going above and beyond every day helping others. Her dedication and kindness makes this a real special day for her and a real difference that she makes for everybody all the time. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. I'd like to remind you that here on the Action Line, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has delivered reliable service and peace of mind for nearly 90 years. Manage your account at mte.com or on mte.app. Welcome back. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Jim Kerr and Joe Elliman with us from the city of Murfreesboro. We are focusing on activities that are happening here in the heart of Tennessee that are just making things excellent. The biggest exciting news that he has is you mentioned that you're going to widen Thompson Lane within within our lifetime.
Yeah.
No promises, but
that's right. Cross your fingers. Yeah.
And then the quite a few others too.
Yes.
Was there a bridge going to be built near the sheriff's office crossing over the interstate, or was that another one? Was that
We do have a, that may be the Rutherford Boulevard extension. So if people are familiar with the intersection of Church Street and Rutherford Boulevard, if you're going toward the interstate, mm-hmm. Rutherford dead ends right there. So we're actually pretty close to starting construction on that project. We're in the right-of-way phase, but that project will extend Rutherford Boulevard across 24 and then tie right into Warrior Drive. There's some apartment
complex. That's right.
Complex.
They're building a huge complex there.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna tie into Warrior Drive, and then there will also be a little spur road going up and tying into Rutledge Lane that goes to the north, and that ties into Middle Tennessee Boulevard. So that one's we're finishing up right away on that one. We're hoping that will go to construction this summer or fall. So that's a big project for us. That's a construction's estimated at $22-23 million.
Whoa.
So we think that'll greatly help the traffic in on the Church Street corridor. It's any kind of bridge over the interstate we can get, connection between the west side of town, east side of town, just helps traffic overall. Anybody driving around town knows that when you get close to the interstate, it starts to bottleneck a little bit. So just the way Murfreesboro is situated with the interstate going through the city, any connection east to west we can make across the interstate will help things.
It was really focused more for locals, you know, to be able to jump back
the
and
traffic.
Forth. And of course, you know, a lot of the projects are developed based off of our major transportation plan. You know, we do those. Matter of fact, we're in the process of updating our major transportation plan right now. So, you know, every project that we have in the queue, there's a reason. We're data driven on why we do things. We don't just go out and do stuff.
There's a method to the madness.
There is a method to the madness.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now with that one, will there be access to the bridge that you're building for interstate traffic, or is it just a bridge over the road?
It is just a flyover. Yeah. So you won't be able to get on and off the interstate right there, but you'll be able to. To get from one side to the other without having to cross, you know, deal with the Church Street interchange or the New Salem interchange. So we think that connection will help alleviate those two area traffic in those two areas. So
now here's another question from a listener. This person is asking. Hold on, just a second. I've got all sorts of phone. I don't know whether you can hear that or not, but that's ringing in my ears. At any rate, this person is asking about the area around the Ford dealership. The road going over the Stones River at that point, is that going to be in your sights for the future?
We studied that. We did a traffic analysis on it, and we determined that it's not in our 5-year plan. Put it that way.
It's not in our five.
We generally have a 5-year capital improvement plan, or what's it, mm-hmm. capital investment plan. They renamed it.
But
it's currently not in our current 5-year CIP.
Okay, so that's not a go right now.
Right now, it's not.
Well, what about the linkages of putting all of the traffic signals, at least on Broad, together, where they work through each other's through computers?
Well, we actually Broad Street, Old Fort Parkway, Medical Center, Church Street was part of the I-24 Smart Corridor project with TDOT, mm-hmm. and we are totally interconnected. We're monitoring them. We're tweaking timings, making adjustments. We have video CCTV cameras out there, so we are connected and we are making adjustments. And we actually have TDOT have developed what they're calling flush plans should an event occur along the interstate where traffic gets rerouted to, you know, down Church Street to Broad to get back on the interstate. But we have like 40 different flush plans programmed for that corridor. So we are interconnected. We are tied back to the computer, and we are tweaking and making tweaks to signal timings.
Here's another question from a listener. This one says that they've heard conversation for several years about some of the downtown traffic could flow easier if we have alternate one-way streets downtown. And they say that they have seen this happen in many, many cities, that it's pretty routine. And there was a while that Murfreesboro was talking about it also. Is there still a conversation about alternate one-way streets downtown? I'm guessing they're talking about Church Street, Maple.
We have looked into that a little bit when we did our downtown study, and identified some streets to potentially do that. But we haven't gone any further than that. That's something we can probably look into a little bit further. Mm-hmm. At that point in time, there was different things that were happening potentially with development, and we were trying to figure out what was going on. Mm-hmm. So again, we do everything based off of metrics and figuring out, the traffic volumes and the flow and things of that nature. But it's a point well taken. I mean, I think it's something that we would need to look into in the near future.
Okay, here's another question. This one's dealing with one of those roads that's had some really major issues over the years. And a while back, many years ago, there was a fatality on this particular road, Bradyville Pike, and that was one of the four big roads that had no shoulders. And the state had said, we need to repair that. The lighting was poor, no shoulders, and a child was killed.
Yeah,
you may recall that happening. Mm-hmm. Has anything been done on that?
Well, actually, now Bradyville Pike is a state route, okay, and the city of Murfreesboro has an agreement with TDOT where we were managing the project. They are funding the construction. The construction dollars did not make it into their 10-year plan. So basically where we are right now is we have pretty much all the right-of-way acquired, the design's complete. Mm-hmm. And in essence, we're waiting for, and every year we put it in the request for the statewide program, we're waiting for TDOT to fund the construction.
Now, if you look at Bradyville Pike now, it's not the same Bradyville Pike as what we had 10, 15 years ago when some of these problems were in the forefront. It's bigger, isn't it? Traffic is, there's a lot on Bradyville Pike now.
Yeah. Well, traffic has grown. It's grown. There's no doubt. I mean, just with the growth in the area. But again, we submit that, and we're waiting on construction funding from the state. Okay. Is where we are.
What are some of the other challenges that you're seeing that the public doesn't hear about every day, but they're really challenges that you wish you had somebody hand you, say, Jim, here's a golden magic wand. Fix it. Use it and fix it.
I think from a traffic standpoint, if we could get 5 or 10 more seconds out of a minute, that'd be fantastic.
We're working on that, yeah.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, yeah.
So with the downtown area, the historic area, with some of the things that are coming into downtown, I mean, we're talking about a major renovation downtown, which is going to bring, if all works well, it'll bring a lot of traffic downtown. Are you ready to handle that one?
Well, we're you talking about the Keystone Project?
The Keystone Project.
Yeah, you want to talk to that, or you
don't? Either one. Yeah, I mean, I
I've
know
been talking too much.
Yeah. There you go. I know a little bit about it. It's still in the planning process, but. I know with that development, I know we're looking at realigning Front and Vine Street, and I believe putting a signal in right there. There's going to be some pedestrian improvements too. And with that project is also the Town Creek project, which I'm sure people have seen all the buildings being torn down.
And now you have a fence around all of that.
Yeah. I think they've actually started construction on it. So. They're going to start, I think, probably digging up the old pipe in there. So they probably put the fence up just to keep people from, you know, being as safe as they can. There's a lot of stuff going on downtown. So I know there's going to be sidewalks and they're going to extend the greenway along Town Creek. And then we're putting that signal up at Front and Vine.
Church and Broad will be widened. You know,
there's going to be
at several widening projects along that area.
Yeah, additional turn lanes.
And, you know, we're also looking at north-south connections off of Vine Street.
Mm, okay.
So we're looking at it. We haven't, put the pencil to the paper yet, but we're looking at different alternatives running north and south.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about transportation. We're talking about roads that'll get you from point A to point B more quickly without traffic jams. And that's for Murfreesboro. We're not talking about some mystery place far away. We're talking about right here at home. We'll be right back, and the final segment's coming up. So if you have a question, get it to us quickly. 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
Big benefits at Adams Place.
We have a driver who's here from 8 to 4. He will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's Charlotte Gardner.
It's really a big plus getting around when you do not drive.
Move to Adams Place and leave the driving to us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Chip Walters, and I'll have Middle Tennessee football and basketball games for you right here.
MTSU Sports on WGNS AM, FM, online.
We have a few more questions, and let's see if we can't answer these. This one says, whatever happened to Rosecrans Center at the old Fort Park, where they did outdoor plays. I'm not familiar with that.
I
don't think I am either.
I'm not familiar with that part.
Outdoor plays at Rosecrans. I know where Rosecrans is there.
Over by Old Fort Parkway? Old Fort Park.
But I don't remember any outdoor plays there. I remember those over near MTSU on Ewing Boulevard, but that's all mm-hmm. the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Highway 96 with Del Webb and 1,400 homes being built there.
Dale Webb, is that
that's in the county.
County, yeah.
I think that's where's that answer.
That of course, 96 is a state route, and that plan was being designed, surveyed, and designed that phase from Veterans to Amiable, and it got pulled in the 10-year plan, is my understanding. So the designers were told to put pins down, and they have not TDOT has not started that project back up. My understanding.
Here's a totally different direction for us. Do you enforce large rocks left in the road at construction sites? It's very dangerous, and I agree that is dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Typically, we do have a team of public works inspectors.
What do they? Obviously, they know where one is.
Yeah. I guess there's one out there. But yeah, if they know where it is, yeah, absolutely. Let us know. They could call the engineering department or the street department.
Give them a number.
Yeah. Hold on here. So, street department is 615-893-4380. Or our engineering department is 615-893-6441. If they could let us know where that is, we'll get that get that picked up as soon as we can.
So there you go. That's how easy it is to get things fixed up.
Yeah.
Now, with some of these other projects that you're looking at, Murfreesboro, let's get back to the sunlighting of Town Creek, because if they're already starting to open up a culvert?
Mm-hmm.
If they're starting to open that up, how long will it take them to open? I mean, that's not a huge job, is it?
The
big job is making it look like a creek after you open the culvert.
Yeah, I'm not involved in that project, so I'm not sure what the construction time frame on that is.
Yeah,
I think
I'm not 100% sure either.
Maybe 18 months.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a big
job. 18 months, right, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that's supposed to help a lot of the downtown area, the makeup.
Yeah.
And getting it ready for the project, Keystone Project.
Sure.
The other projects, they're right about the same time that this one was birthed. There was one at the old Methodist Church and one at the old bank downtown. I think it was Regions Bank on South Church Street. Not South Church Street, but East Main. That one I don't think has ever gotten started.
I don't believe so. I mean,
that one is back to the old song. They paved paradise and put in a parking lot.
Yeah.
So those two places.
I haven't heard any more movement on that, Bart, from our perspective.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the big goal, I think, from some of these is to get more people in. The trend right now is a big desire to live downtown. You go to other cities, especially among young people, they want to live downtown. That's the in thing. And we don't have that much property for them to live on here. But this will dramatically change that.
Yes.
So with those coming in, that also will dramatically increase the traffic.
There will also be a lot of, there'll also be a lot of walkability, right, Bart, with living downtown and mm-hmm. restaurants and shops and things of that nature. So it's going to be kind of a combination of both.
So with that happening, we're going to see some positive things happening as well. Do you have anything to do with the transportation? Reason I'm asking, because that huge transportation hub that's about to open.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a big plus.
That's a nice project for us. We are kind of going through punch list items and things of that nature at this point. We're anticipating we'll probably move in our operations somewhere around July time frame, but our administration will probably move in earlier than that, probably sometime in June, maybe late May, early June, and kind of get things set up. But it's coming along real well real well. We're excited about it. We have restructured our current routes based on the new facility and location. So we're ready to implement that and put it into place. So we're excited to get there.
Exciting times ahead, and we want to thank this morning Murfreesboro's Transportation Director, Jim Kerr, and Engineering Department's Project Coordinator, Joe Elbin, for joining us this morning. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. Much more to come right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS.